local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites, when your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVOE News Time is now 8:27. It is Newsmaker 2 time, and Sammy Joe Peterson, Director of Pioneer Bluffs, joining us. We're talking about specifically some volunteer opportunities taking place this upcoming weekend.
Sammy Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing all right here so far. So how are things over in Chase County side of things?
We are excited to get some things done around Pioneer Bluffs. We are gearing up for our fundraising event on September 8th, and we have a lot of weddings coming up. So we scheduled this special volunteer work day and coming up on this Saturday on August 10th at 9 a.m., and we're going to have the Chase County High School girls basketball team come out and work with us.
Good deal. So what are they preparing to work on? What's some of the projects that you've got planned here to beautify Pioneer Bluffs for what's coming up here this fall?
We don't have a lot of projects in the work right now, but we have a lot of cleaning that needs to be done. So we're going to be tackling the barn and get it looking good. We're going to be weed eating, doing some gardening, doing some cleanup on the house. We got some cobwebs, some sweeping, some vacuuming, just your general upkeep.
How important is something like this here to handle now, especially for what you've got here, and to have the girls basketball team be involved?
It's interesting because I have already had volunteers ask me what our basketball schedule is, and they want to come to games. And this was before we had scheduled them to come out and help us, and I thought, you know what, it'd just be great if they could get out here and meet our regular volunteers and spend a day being involved in what Pioneer Bluffs has to offer. And the regular volunteers are all excited to have some new young blood come out and help, and I think it'll be a really good day. It's supposed to be really good weather. We invite new potential volunteers to come out as well. We'll start at 9 a.m. and we'll work until noon, and then we'll have lunch together.
All right, so if you want to participate, want to help out, just show up. Is that how that works?
Yeah, you can either just show up when you want, or you can contact me by our Pioneer Bluffs phone number at 620-753-3484.
Now, memory serves me correctly, you're part of the girls' basketball leadership team, right? You're the assistant coach, right?
Yes, I am the assistant coach. And I think this is a fantastic opportunity for us as a team. It's great team bonding time to get out and do something together other than basketball. It's getting us involved in the community. We're meeting new people. We are getting some good old labor in.
Good old labor.
I think it'll be great.
Good old labor.
Nice.
Good to have youth there, too. Yeah. And you talk about labor, good to have youth involved. So what are you excited about the basketball season coming up, too?
Yeah. We have a great core coming back. We only graduated one senior in Lily Hinkson. We'll miss her. But we're young. We're excited to get started with that and can't wait till November rolls around.
Sammy Joe, talk a little bit about, you know, kind of how you've been able to get your feet wet here since we had you on the last, 3 weeks or so when you were first named here as Pioneer Bluffs Director, and talk about, you know, the opportunities you've had to meet and greet with people and introduce or slash reintroduce people to Pioneer Bluffs over that time.
Yeah, so the last time I was on, we hadn't really done any events, and since then, we've had a few Curry Talks, we had Day of the Cowboy. We've had a board meeting. We had there were a lot of people on site that I had no clue who they were, and now I feel like I've met a good core of people. I sadly couldn't tell you all their names at the moment. I still am working on all the names, but it amazed me how many people love and cherish Pioneer Bluffs. They're not even all locals, and I've gotten to meet our volunteer corps. I've gotten to meet some of our donors. It's been really rewarding. I haven't just sat in the office behind the computer the whole time, which is great. So I've enjoyed that part of it the most.
Good deal. Well, why don't you, or again, remind us of the schedule that you've got for the community activities here between now and maybe the end of September. Talk a little bit about what you've got coming up and put those on our community calendars.
Yeah, so this volunteer work day with the basketball team will be this Saturday at 9 a.m. And then we have our Tallgrass 20th anniversary fundraiser dinner and concert on September 8th. We are taking RSVPs for that up until September 2nd. They're not required, but it will help us with food if people can RSVP. And then after that, we have our annual fall roundup event on October 12th. The schedule for that isn't quite finalized yet. We're still working on that, but the day is for sure set, October 12th.
All right, Sammy Joe, thanks. Good luck with your activities, the cleanup here this weekend.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, thanks. Good to talk to you as always.
You too.
Yeah, Sammy Joe Peterson, who is the director of Pioneer Bluffs, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. Chuck?
Okay, and looking at tomorrow's schedule, we have, again, pool matters in a couple of different veins that'll be kind of our focal points. We've got Child Visitation and Exchange Center Director Tara Schnack.